Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. Sturch, Gooch, what's going on, bro?
Fucking, I'm excited about the podcast.
It is finally
you know
here.
Me.
Today we got the pause. All right, for the first time, we've been talking about it for like, I don't know, it's what feels like 2 months of when we first said like, hey, we're gonna get him on, and then we had to like jump through some hoops with like his, I guess his agent. What
no,
is it
we'll,
like the
we'll call
PR?
It, we'll like, call it like the athletic director, I guess, at Rutgers. We're gonna call it
yeah,
the
we
athletic
to make
director's
sure, yeah,
assistant.
We'll yeah, he wanted to make sure we weren't coming on and saying like, you know, like, are you on steroids? Yes or no? You know what I mean? Like, we want to make sure.
I think it was the COVID restrictions. They
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want him to have to answer any questions that might be
about COVID.
Yeah,
yeah
about
it's,
COVID.
That's
and then once that kind of lifted, there was the Big Ten tournament was coming up.
Yeah, we can't bother him.
I wasn't going to fucking hit up Paz and be like, hey, buddy.
He might be busy.
I know you're training for this beast in the, yeah. from Ohio State.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So, hey, listen.
It came to fruition and here we
were. We're going to talk to him. It's going to be awesome. We're excited about it. But there was a lot of excitement this past week, man. A lot of excitement. We just got done with the first ever 2021 NFL mock draft. The Chop Sports mock draft went down. I'm trying to think of the days here. Thursday night we just did that. And it was a success, bro. Like 300 views, 350 comments. We had pretty much everybody that was involved in the draft really did well with participation. And, you know, there's a couple guys that was like, you know, I'm not by my phone.
Best guy available.
But yeah. Yeah, they were like really, oh my God, with the clock. Or like, I'm like, all right, let's try to do 2 minutes in between. Let's try to do 2 minutes, you know, we'll just watch it. You know what I mean? Like, we'll watch the clock, but then these guys are getting super impatient. You know what I mean? So it did go as planned. You know, Trevor Lawrence
when
won.
When you say those guys were getting super impatient, you're talking about me, right?
Just you, because yeah, you were actually running the boards.
I was
and
going
I felt
through
bad.
It,
I was,
bro.
I felt bad. I was like, oh my God, this kid's going to go nuts. We downloaded that sound. You know what I mean? That was cool. We
had spent 3 hours
downloading
hook,
a sound.
No, trying to hook up. I spent 3 hours trying to hook yeah. up a new piece that I got, mm-hmm. some new technology for the draft party specifically, and couldn't get it to work. So I just wasted 3 hours of my life.
3 hours of your life, and we went with a webcam.
Yeah.
So after all that, we went through a webcam. But it was good. It was fun. We had a lot of good interaction, a lot of people making fun of people, yada, yada, yada. The whole locker room talk.
We had Ben Wexler tried to pick Najee Harris.
Najee Harris to the Skins, and we're like,
they have Gibson.
Antonio Gibson? Okay, well, whatever. So we actually null and voided that pick. So that was the only one we had to do that. And it's no offense to him. In fact, Ben, I know you're watching, and I know you're listening, because I know I'm going to get a message about it. Like, yo, man, I heard the podcast. You know what I mean? I know I'm going to get that. So I might as well just tell you directly. Next week, you get the smoke. Come on into the studio, and you will be on the Chop Social. So we'll talk more about that as we get going. But the Chop Social just passed. Another good one. A lot of quotes, sports quotes. And my balls is out. I still can't get over the fact that you were at the Boone home run game, man. Yeah. I'm really jealous about that. Like, that had to be one of those moments where Yankee Stadium just shook on its core.
Top three moment in my life, if not the top moment in my life, as sad as that sounds.
No, it's not sad.
It's not sad, but I'm a sports guy, man.
No, I mean, Boone,
the only thing that would have made that better is if the Yankees would have beaten the Marlins in the World Series. My hatred
was
for
Don Willis on that team?
I don't think so. I think that was the Josh Beckett, Miguel Cabrera came up.
Right.
That, yeah,
I forgot
that
about
was
Beckett.
2003.
No, I mean, look, those moments, they'll last a lifetime.
Dontrell might have been on that team.
I'm not sure.
But I don't think he was pitching. I think he was hurt.
Was he a train?
D-Train.
D-Train,
baby.
Okay. I mean, now D-Train, you could take that in so many different ways. So, obviously, not just Dontrell Willis. But, yeah, no, the sports moments like that, like, again, I think I referenced it on the Chop Social. Like, me and my dad and my brother going out to Texas, all watching the first touchdown pass from Dak to Tavon Austin. He said, my dad's like, this place is shaking.
Hey,
like,
Tavon Austin, he's a Packer.
Yeah, he is. He is a Packer now. And I would go deeper into Dak Prescott because, for the love of God, you know, I'm so tired of sitting here and taking the garbage that you guys are spewing about the guy, about how he's not a top five quarterback. I got him at five. You got him in 5, 6, 7 range, more probably seven.
Seven.
Seven, fine. You know what? And I'm okay with that because you can make arguments. And I'm not going to go, this is the soft open.
Yeah,
this is definitely
yeah.
soft open. I'm about to go like in. I'm like, oh, you know, Dak, that's my guy right there. Look, there he is. He's back. Yeah. He's back. And you know what? Last week, I was on something called Around the Nation whatchamacallit. It was Skywalker Steel. He came up with this Around the Horn type show. I was on it as the Cowboys Wire / Blogging the Boys / Chop Sports / Jersey Boys Podcast / everything I do Cowboys, and I won that sumbitch. I won that thing. I got my FaceTime, and I said the Dallas Cowboys would be in the Super Bowl next year. So Sorry,
homer
Gooch.
Pick. That's a homer pick. You don't have to apologize to me.
I'm apologizing to you because guess who's got to beat to get there? But anyway, I digress. So the mock draft, awesome. We had a great time.
Bro, I'm just going to stop you there. It'll be a fucking cold day in hell if Mike McCarthy fucking eliminates Aaron Rodgers from a playoff game. Not going to fucking happen.
It's going to happen. It's starting to happen. Anthony's with us, by the way. I don't want to dismiss that. Anthony's back in studio with us. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get the fuck out of the fucking studio.
That was the hiring. That was the hiring process. Once I told him, I was like, oh, I know this guy. He's a Cowboys fan. So, anyway, big stuff coming for the actual draft on night one, April the 29th, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. You're going to go over to Big Shots. First, you're going to make your reservations because obviously the COVID restrictions and all that good stuff, you want to make sure you get a table. We got the entire patio. Basically, as of right now, they're going to rope off just a little bit. But if we get enough, you know, a big enough response, we could take over the whole patio. And it's going to be myself and Gooch on stage. I'm sure he's really excited to be on stage with a mic in front of people.
Yeah, I just got pit stains thinking about it just now. Like in one split second, you mentioned it and I was like, rewind, if you guys are watching right now, rewind, and when he starts talking about it, you could almost see me sink into my seat. Like, I'm excited about
hello,
it.
Hello, darkness,
but it's a little bit outside my comfort
it
zone.
It is, but you know what? By that time, we're going to be rock and roll. We'll be drinking.
I've been doing things outside my comfort zone every day fucking 4 months.
Once you get a couple drinks in, you'll feel good.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Like our night with Mike Saint at Big Shots. You had what? One beer, two beers, and you were just floored. Yeah,
I had no idea how I got home. I woke up the next day.
He didn't drive.
I woke up the next day.
Full disclosure.
I woke up the next day, and I wasn't even sure if I was awake yet for like 4 hours. Right, I had to peel myself out of bed. My roof of my mouth was stuck, and I was like, I only had two fucking IPAs.
And these IPAs, they're a doozy. They'll you in. I mean, my brother got me into those things for like half a minute. I'm back on my Miller Lite game. Like these IPAs are like, they're like, oh man, this one's like 16%. And I'm like, yeah, so just drink one and you'll be fine. So, but my big ass would not just drink one. I'd drink like four and then I'd be totally on my ass drunk. Yeah. And then I would totally just feel like shit for three days.
When I have anxiety about something, I tend to like just do whatever I have in my hand over and over. So if I'm nervous,
right.
And I have a beer and it's an IPA, I'm going to fucking drink that beer every time. I don't know what to do with myself.
These certain beers, I think they're certain.
And then all of a sudden I'm gone. Where's Chris?
Certain beers are called like sessions, meaning like you can drink them over time. That doesn't exist with me. Like I'm a goddamn animal when it comes to beers. That's why I had to go back to Miller Lite.
I'm not a drinker, so when I do drink and I choose IPA, it fucks me up. I gotta
it was almost
careful.
Like an infomercial.
I gotta be careful.
I don't always drink, but when I do drink,
it shouldn't be an IPA.
So
full disclaimer,
we did book that Big Shots restaurant. We are gonna really blow the roof off that place, literally and figuratively, because, again, we got a great response already. So if you're still looking to do it, get on over to www.bigshotsnj.com. Carlos, thank you very much. He probably put that right on the bottom of the screen. Carlos, as our editor, by the way, I've known Carlos for quite some time through the wrestling game. One of the better editors that I know. And he had his own promotion in the Bronx, which was awesome, by the way. The Bronx, Brooklyn, like he ran so many different places. But it would always take me to New York. Until finally we got to Jersey. I'm like, thank God I don't got to pay this stupid bridge toll anymore. It would be half my pay just to go over the bridge. But yeah, we have a great editor on board now. Also, as you're listening to this, as you're watching this, we don't know if we survived. But on Saturday, meaning yesterday, if you're listening to this on Sunday, or if you're listening to this on Tuesday via YouTube, some of us may not have made it. We had a practice session for softball. And like I said, if you're listening to this, who knows? Maybe send us a message and check up on our well-being, because I haven't thrown a softball in like, not even kidding, 3 years, 4 years.
My lower back's already fucked up. And I'm not just saying that like because I'm thinking about, like, no, it is. Like my lower back is already
fucked up. Oh, dude, I wake up every morning with pain. Every morning.
I wake up and I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this softball thing. But once I get going, I'll be all right.
When you have pain like that, there's only one place you can go. And I'm not trying to do this as an infomercial or a live read, but maybe I am. Health and fitness professionals, all right? Anthony's a client or a patient. That's full HIPAA violation right there saying that, but whatever. He worked on his knee, right?
I just need my back cracked.
You can get back cracked. Dr. John Segretti is my guy over in Woodbridge. He has done wonders with people. He's got this thing called the Newbie.
Hey, John Segretti, that sounds like the name that is open in the gym.
Yes.
Right?
kingdom. Yeah. Well, he's trying to.
Yeah, trying to open the gym. That's the Ashmeer Fit connection. That's how I remember.
Yeah. So he's definitely, look, we all branching off. We have health and fitness professionals are the guys to go see for all your aches and pains, which I know for a fact that Sunday morning we're going to wake up and I'm just going to be like, this is just, I don't know if we can do this. But we are actually concerned considering we didn't know if there was going to be a league. You know, a lot of these COVID people were, deterred from playing softball. There's protocols in place. You got to wear a mask on the bench, and I'm all cool with that. And I'm sure the umpires will either be really strict or not strict at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's at your discretion, but it did deter a lot of people. But softball is going down, and the Chop Sports softball team, both men's on Tuesday, co-ed on Thursday, we're playing for keeps. We're going to win the goddamn championship on our first year. I don't care if there's only one other team in the league.
I think that's what we're looking at. It's like we're going to go one-on-one every week.
Listen, if we go by default into the championship, guess what? It's in the books in Middlesex County that Chop Sports was in the championship game.
It's going to be like best 8 out of 17 or something. Best 11 out of 21 wins the championship.
You've heard of 7-game series? Yeah. No. Try 15. 15-game series where that pivotal game 15 will be in sometime in August at that point. But we count
the rainouts. It'll be in we'll be playing softball into September.
I hate when it rains in the spring, man. I know, April showers. I got it.
Once I start seeing fantasy football magazines out, I kind of lose interest in all.
Not for nothing. Scott at Battle Rattle Woodworks, he's already sending us draft charts, and me and Gooch, which by the way, that entire league, thank you for your money, because you put our two minds together for fantasy football on a keeper league.
Yeah, I'm a fantasy football warlord.
We are going to take that league by storm.
And the intern's shaking his head like he's got something for us too.
You're a fantasy football. Fantasy that's right. You're the president.
He runs this fantasy football club at St. John Vianney.
If they had a fantasy football club when I was going to high school, I would have enjoyed that way too much, and I wouldn't have focused on all the people bullying
fantasy football
me in high school.
It was the only subject I took in math. And High school math? No, it was fantasy football. I would just
Shut up. There was a class?
Made it my class. I just didn't give a shit about algebra, and I looked at stats.
Chris, do you have the answer for number one? No, but Peyton Manning is a G.
But Keenan McCardell had 6 catches for 67 yards and no touchdowns.
And no rack. Not rack. I don't know why I said rack.
You notice how I even used a name from the time when I was doing it.
Keenan McCardell, Jimmy Smith, that whole Jaguars
Jimmy Smith,
team.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
That was another one. Just keep your eyes on Chop Sports TV because we are coming up with Chop Shorts. Like, eat your shorts, like Chop Shorts, which is going to be these things where the topical stuff that comes up, the Julian Edelman thing, that caught steam in Chop Sports. So we said, fuck it, let's just do it. You know, let's talk about it. Yes, he's not a Hall of Famer. He won't be a Hall of Famer. I think Duke put in today Steve Smith Jr., Senior. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I believe so.
You think so? I know Keith Ernst of Jersey Boys Podcast says first ballot. I'll just say this.
No, T.O. wasn't even first ballot.
No shit, but Calvin Johnson was.
Stop. Steve Smith is not.
When is he eligible?
Near.
2 years? Next
Two
year.
2 years. 2 years.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But I can tell you one thing, Steve. You're intolerable on the NFL Network. Intolerable. I can't listen to you talk. So imagine putting a gold jacket on this jerk off.
I would love to hear Steve Smith's.
His Hall of Fame induction.
I don't want to hear him talk about football and analyze shit, but if I get to hear him just talk about himself, it's great. His post-game interviews were gold. Ice up, son. After he got into the fight with Aqib Talib, those two. Come on, bro. That's probably.
Yes, he's a dog. He's a dog. I love it.
We're even incorporating the greatest sports quotes. No one said, ice up, son.
That's true.
That's one of the best sports quotes of all time.
That's true. Football. Nobody said that.
No doubt about
it. Go check out the Chop Social for all those because there was a lot of doozies. Yes, the obvious playoffs or practice from AI, but like there was so many ones that I totally forgot about. And then we're listening, and then there's movie quotes. And the Chop Social is where it's at, man. My balls is hot. My Chop Social is where it's at. Guys, go check that out. That's its own separate podcast now, Chop Social Podcast. If you just put in Chop Sports in your search bar in iTunes, you're gonna get all our stuff. So we'll recap that later on. But before I go any further, we do have to tell you about a raffle that we're doing for Chop Sports for Mother's Day. It's gonna be, you know, we're gonna give 50% over to the Susan G. Coleman Foundation for Breast Cancer Awareness. Scott has whittled. I say whittled because it's funny because I think of like Meet the Parents. I whittled this out of one piece of beechwood. So I think about this. He made a charcuterie board, right? The dog one? Charcuterie board. Yeah. A charcuterie board.
Pause on that one.
What?
Charcuterie.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway,
not
it's,
even
a
kidding, guys,
it's a dog ball.
We have charcuterie board.
Just listen to the stupid commercials that I make, right? Because I'm the only one doing the goddamn things, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even kidding, guys. I really don't want to do commercials. I'm just saying.
Piece of shit. Anyway, we are raffling off a set of three amazing items from Battle Rattle Woodworks, made in America. So definitely go check that out. It's one of the announcements on the Chop Sports Facebook page. Before we get into pause, I have to touch on one thing. And I like I said, as you're seeing this, recording, listening to this on Sunday night, it already happened. But there's something that I'm very interested in. And only for the sole purpose of, I want to see somebody get beaten to dust. And that's Ben Askren's fight against Jake Paul.
I thought you were about to say you want Ben Askren.
No, absolutely
to get beaten
not.
To dust. I was
absolutely
like, wait,
not.
An interesting turn of events.
Look, here's the thing. I love, like, Ben Askren to me was a very poor man's Chael Sonnen. Like, he tried really hard to play that game, the shit-talking game. He's no Colby Covington. Whether you think that's a shtick or not. Whether you think that's a shtick or not, Colby is a confident dude, and I love it.
I think Colby's a confident dude. He's definitely a great fighter. I think his shtick is a little eh.
But well, now it's kind of done because, like, it's not, you know, we're not making America great anymore.
I think Ben Askren, I wasn't really a big fan of his as a fighter, but now watching him after and getting to hear him talk shit about somebody that actually deserves to be talked shit about, it's much more likable. When Ben Askren was talking shit about Masvidal, I'm like, he's going to get knocked the fuck out. Relax. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Ben, it was in a little over his head when it came to the UFC upper echelon to me. But when you're talking about Jake Paul.
All right, listen.
Know, now, we run the risk of really sounding stupid because I'm making it seem like there's fucking no way Jake Paul wins this fight. Now, as you hear this,
you could put this on freezing cold takes if you want.
He might knock him the fuck out, but I just don't see it.
There's no shot.
Just don't see it.
Mark this down. You're watching this. You're like, but it already happened. Mark this down. Jake Paul is an embarrassment. He is a clown show. And I watched the press conference, I think it was a week ago. I was on the treadmill, and I'm like, I'll give it a go just because I want to see what they could do. Listening to Jake Paul talk shit is like the typical na-na-na-na-poo-poo from high school. Anthony, you know everything about that, right? This bully, you're not a bully, right?
It's the whole...
You don't bully kids, right? You're a good kid.
It's very easy to just pick the low-hanging fruit, and that's all he did the whole time. You got knocked out in 6 seconds. It's like, not by you, though.
Listen, Jakey, you beat up Nate Robinson, my man. Nate Robinson was winning dunk contests when you were still sucking on your mom's you-know-what. Come on now. Like, Nate Robinson's a basketball player. He's a basketball player. There's no reason for him to even think about the fact that he's got any kind of clout.
Ben Askren is rooted to the earth like a fucking tree. I don't know if you realize how fucking sturdy he competed internationally from when he was 17.
Was the greatest thing you've seen on the internet, the training montage? That was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I showed my brother.
The best part about it was when he ran past the disc golf hole. I'm telling you, because it was like you could just tell the type of person he is. You know, he set up a big disc golf course on his own property. Yeah. Ben Askren is there to have some fun and make some money. I think
he has to win.
TKO. It's an 8-round fight. Oh, Jake Paul, you ain't got 8 rounds in you, bro.
Yeah, there's just because no you way. Caught a basketball player off
maybe
guard.
Maybe you do. Let's not talk about this anymore because
it's gonna blow up in our face.
It's already over.
And it's fine.
It's already over.
But do you think this is the new way of the world with these crossover fights and stuff? These super fights, I guess you're billing them at? Like, I'm not talking about just crossover.
This is a money grab. And yes, the way of the world has always been a money grab.
Yeah, so. But I'm talking about this is now it's combining two sports.
Yeah, but they used to
like
have.
Like De La Hoya wants to.
Let's think about even. When you look at movies like No Holds Barred, you look at Rocky, right? Trying to think of the movie.
There's a good point coming here. I can feel it.
Yeah, where, or how about this? Even Muhammad Ali and Bruce Lee did an exhibition way back in the day. It's just been a thing that's always been happening. The celebrity death match, the celebrity boxing. Any way that promoters could come up with a way to get you to pay money to watch something that they're putting on, it's going to be a thing. So. Yeah. Talking about it. I've had 5 MMA podcasts.
I've wasted so much energy
on this.
I've
spent 4 of them talking about this because it's what's hot right now. So hot right now.
It's what's hot right now.
I had to do it.
Yeah, no, it's
fun. But yeah, this is This is gets the juices flowing. The public wants to see someone they hate get knocked out by a nice, you know, happy-go-lucky guy. Ben Askren's coming off like a fucking, like Wally Cleaver over here.
I mean, yeah. Askren's got to get it done. But I'm just wondering if this is like the new thing. Like when the time is right for certain guys in either in MMA or boxing, like this one, like, but this one's different because it's not an established boxer. Jake Paul trains to box, just like Jason of DJVW trains to fight, but he's not a fighter anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. He still goes through it, but you put him one-on-one with somebody who's been training forever, Jay's probably not going to have a good time.
When we're talking about...
No offense, Jay, I love you.
When we're talking
that.
About... I could stand in front of a bag or in front of Anthony, someone that's... No offense, Ant, but like I could stand in front of
Anthony.
You and look really good boxing. You know, I could throw combinations, I could throw punches, but I'm not standing in a pocket against somebody that's charging forward and you're hitting him and he doesn't care. You know, that's a different breed.
It's another ballgame.
And the adrenaline dump that Jake Paul's going to experience when he's going into a real combat situation with a real combat fighter, I don't think you understand the importance of, like, when we're talking about training, you could train,
practice.
But when you have that moment and the lights are turned on and you got to walk out there and perform against a guy that's trained to fuck you up, the adrenaline dump takes everything out of you.
All right.
At least me.
Again.
I don't know how he's going to handle it.
Again, we're not professionals. Neither is Jake Paul. Neither is Jake Paul, man. He's going against a professional mixed martial artist who has been to the stage, who has had some fights, who is an all-American wrestler. Like, he's the dude right now. Yeah. He's going into this, and like I said, it's hard to talk about it, and then like we're just going to listen back. I'm like, well, that was dumb.
We're going to end up doing is Sunday, do you want to just go record this again?
Just tell Carlos, hold everything. Jake Paul just knocked the Christ out of Ben Askren.
We got to redo it.
No, so Jake Paul wins this fight, right? So like, we got to have like multiple layers. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So I can't believe Jake Paul won. You know, yeah, stuff like that. But anyway, dude, we're going to... towel off a little bit, as Michael K would say, because it is kind of hot in here a little
bit.
See ya.
That's all I hear Michael K say.
Yeah, you're right.
Fuck Michael K.
Whoa. That's my guy, man. Come on. Yeah. Michael K is my guy. That whole show
agree
is my
to disagree.
Guys,
except I like for his, Rosenberg. I like his radio show is all right, but the Yankee booth is fucking brutal.
Well, what would you do? You're going to solve that problem? Because you got Michael K in the booth and you got freaking Sterling on the outside.
Give me Jack Curry.
I do like Jack
Curry. Who's the other guy?
I actually listen to... I like
who's
listening
the guy
to Paul Neal and David Cohn, too.
Does a podcast with CeCe.
I don't know. Russo, our intern's just sitting here looking at us.
Russo. Not Russo.
JJ? No.
Intern Anthony. Who does the podcast with
CeCe. My God. Look
he
at
does
him,
just... Yankee games when Michael Kay's gone.
Yeah, no, the kid.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Great.
Oh, he's very excited.
I'm embarrassed that I can't think of his name right now. I'll probably get
even
trolled.
Even Al Singleton was fun to watch.
I'll probably get trolled.
And listen to.
How do you not know your own team's backup announcer?
You mean other?
Who? I'm going to fight you.
I'm
right
going to kill you.
He just said Michael Strahan.
Michael
ladies and gentlemen.
Strahan?
No, he's a football player. Like, that's what came up.
No. Oh, my God. Like that.
Why can't I think of this?
Why did
name?
We hire him?
Anyway, we got Paz coming up.
Let's go to break.
Dead air.
Because other Chop Sports is going to be like, what are you guys doing?
Fuck
and other Chop Sports.
No, he's
come
my,
get
he's
some.
My buddy, I guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're buddies now.
I don't know how to
after the break,
this.
We have finally, after all this time, John Paz coming up right after this. Hey, guys, it's Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about LVC Transport. I recently just had to help a family member move after living in the same house for over 20 years. You know what that means? That's a lot of stuff. So I called my buddy Chris over at LVC Transport. He hooked it up with a massive dumpster. Huge discount. Now, he's looking to help out every member of Chop Sports. Call him today. Drop the name Chop Sports, and he's going to take 10% off the top right away. Just say Chop Sports, and he's taking 10% off the top. Get your free estimate today. Give him a call, 908-705-3006. Hey guys, this is Sturch from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-333-7337. 315-5913 and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell them Chop Sports sent you. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Chop Sports Podcast. But you know what? It's time. It's time to turn this bad boy into the podcast. That's right. Our guest at this time.
So pumped.
Paz himself, John Poznanski. Bro, thank you so much for joining us here. Finally. I mean, I feel like it was like decades to try to get you on this bad boy, but you're here now.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. First and foremost, congratulations on all the success that you've had thus far at Rutgers, but we're not here to talk about just the recent success. We got to talk about a lot of lineage, bro. There is, you know, in Chop Sports, we really got taken over by Colonia. I don't know how this happened. I'm a Woodbridge guy. I'm a Baron at heart, but this is what happened. Gooch over here is the Colonia kid, and the Grasso family and just everybody has been talking you up for a long time. Bro, there has been a revolution inside Chop Sports as far as watching every single match you've had in the past couple months, which is
And if we can't watch it, we got Lou Grasso is giving the whole update in real time.
Literally, so just giving us the play-by-play.
Great.
That's awesome. Thanks,
obviously, man. We'll talk about Colonia first. Tell me a little bit about your experience there. I know Gooch is alum, so you guys have both wrestled in the same room, the same mats. Hopefully, they've been cleaned, right? I don't think
they're the same. We got the new mat now. I saw that. That's, you know.
The new mat's awesome, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about your days at Colonia, bro.
Colonia was great. I mean, they gave me everything I can ask for. Wrestling-wise, I did what I came in there to do, win a state title. I broke a lot of records, made new records, but C-Town's the best.
Hell so, yeah, it is. So getting into it, when I was wrestling at
C-Town's
Colonia,
the best.
C-Town
Come
is
on,
the
now.
Best, bro. Come on.
So, never beat Wilbur's out my 4 years. Never beat Wilbur's.
Ah, there we go. Now we're talking. Wow.
I bet you won against Woodbridge, though. I bet Paz won his match against Woodbridge.
There's no I in team, man. There's no I in team.
So obviously, I went to Colonia High School. I wrestled for Colonia. When I was wrestling, and I go by the high school now, it looks completely different. When we were wrestling, they had the weight rod. The wrestling room was in the field house where the football players, you know, the locker room, essentially. Is that where it still is right now?
No, it's in the school now. I think it's in the dance room, like in the back corner.
So they kicked out the dancers. They're like, you know what? Enough of this crap. Like we need the room.
They dance on our mats. They might dance on our mats during class. I don't know. But it's in the school in the back room. We got our own little area. It's nice in the back.
That's great. When we were wrestling, like I said, we were in the field house, which was the football locker room, and we would be able to turn on the showers and get them all steamed out. So it was a little easier to cut weight, which leads me to my next question: how you doing with weight cuts? You cut a lot of weight because I know that's a big thing now.
Not really. I mean, during the season, I was sitting like 190, 195, making 84 pretty easy. So I really never cut weight a lot in my career, even in high school. I was always close, so maybe 10 pounds, but that's really nothing.
Yeah, nothing for a wrestler.
Oh, show me your ways, bro. Jesus Christ. Oh, just a little 10 pounds or whatever. No big deal. Here I am on the Stairmaster every day. Like, if I just, I'm going to die. It's official. I'm going to die.
People don't understand, like, a 10-pound weight cut for a wrestler, that's half water weight. That's really not hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't keeping those 10 pounds off. That's just
no
way.
Yeah.
So
like, come on.
So we're going to move on. I guess, you know, obviously everyone knows the story behind the Colonia, the state champ. We just watched the match three times, watching that the final, you hugging Danny. You know, that was one of the greatest moments that I've seen as a Colonia alum. There was no state champs. We've had a couple guys that were close, Joe Drano way back in the day. But since then, it was like just forever. And I've been big into scholastic wrestling, so it was really great to see Paz come along and tear the roof off. But that leads me to this. What made you choose Rutgers, dude?
I've always wanted to go to Rutgers since I was little. I would watch all the matches. I would go to the matches. And I just always wanted to wear that big red R on my chest. And I like the coach. The coaching staff is awesome here. The guys in the team, they're awesome. So everything just lined up. You know, I'm 15 minutes away from home. So it all worked
Did you have any other offers other than Rutgers?
Yeah, I had a bunch of schools.
That's a dumb question, I'm pretty sure. But that's awesome, man. Look, there's nothing better than a guy that can come from Jersey and say, like, I'm staying home,
and
figuratively and literally.
And then making history in the process, too, because Rutgers Wrestling is now officially on the map. Goodale has done, when I say an amazing job, that's an understatement, clearly. I mean, look what he's doing. Three guys, All-American? All-American. That's a record, right? And then not only that, you guys broke records in the Big Ten tournament. When... Mm-hmm. you're wrestling in the Big Ten. There's really no easy matches. So when I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh, this guy's tough. This guy's tough. And then I'm like, wow, 7-3. Paz is tough, I guess. Huh? So Paz made a name for himself real early in the Big Ten. Now, talking about your teammates, I know your boy Jackson Turley. I thought this was one of the stories of the whole national tournament where he lost in the in his first match and wrestled back all the way and made the podium. What do you think that takes, man? Like, to lose your first match and then to fight back. I found that to be amazing.
Yeah, you were beaming about that actual feat.
It shows a lot of heart. He did show a lot of heart. He had a lot of fight, and he wanted to get on that podium. So that's what he did, and he got it done.
Solid, solid. So now I have to ask, obviously, you know, you do your first season under Rutgers. Now you're a freshman, All-American, the story. Everybody knows the story. So do you feel any extra added pressure headed into your sophomore season, you know, with now the Rutgers wrestling team kind of flying high and everybody kind of talking about it? You guys are now being highly touted, and it's been a long time since Rutgers, you know, especially in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is just incredible when it comes to pretty much all sports.
And wrestling especially.
Right, you know. Right. So, like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, these guys did their work this year. How do you feel going into next year?
I mean, I have a lot of confidence. I mean, I'm going to pick up where I left off.
And now with the COVID rule, you guys all get an extra year of eligibility. So there's, you know, you're a freshman, you
have
4 years left. And I think that was a nice little caveat for the guys that wanted to go over and compete in the Olympic trials. That was a shame what happened to our boy. But, you know, what is he going to do? Is he coming back next year? Was it?
I have no idea.
Don't know yet, right? See, I'm a Penn State football fan, so I've been following his career closely, too. He's like a little Rutgers Penn State action, but it would be nice to see him come back, because if you get him back, he has another year left, right?
I think so. I really don't know, but right. I think he might have 1 year.
Well, hopefully he comes back, because that'll put you guys nice, maybe over the top. Trying to think, man. I noticed this week, last week, you were on vacation in Iowa with your boy Boone.
Yeah.
I saw you had the big T-bone steaks. How'd that steak come out, bro?
Yeah, tomahawks. They were 3-pound tomahawks. It was amazing.
Jesus Christ. And then tomorrow he'll lose it all and just, you know, do his normal regimen and just drop the 10 pounds he just put on. That's incredible.
That was gone.
It's awesome, dude. So, hey, listen, I got to know, just because I'm only just getting into the collegiate wrestling scene, the high school wrestling scene. My brother wrestled once upon a time, but it was for like the Bearcats. You know what I'm talking about? Like Fords, you know what I mean? So long time ago, right? So I got to know. Now, with you being as successful as you are right now, and obviously going into your sophomore year, now you have 4 years left of eligibility, so you're going to be doing work for quite some time. I know you're not supposed to get ahead of yourself, but do you have any like long-term goals that you're looking to reach? Obviously, yes, we know what you want to do next year. That's handle business, win a national title. We get it. What do you want to do, man?
I mean, I definitely want to go make the Olympic team.
That's awesome.
That's my goal after college, and then I guess maybe go in the coaching route and stuff. I don't really have a major yet, like in school, so I definitely want to.
That extra year gives you some time on the major, but now
I know where you're going.
This leads to my.
I know where he's going with this.
You see my notes right here, right? I've been waiting to ask this.
Oh yeah.
So this is the typical question that I'm sure most successful wrestlers in your position get asked. Post wrestling career, post Olympics, you know where I'm going, right? I'm a big MMA guy. I got to know, like, you seem like one of the nicest people that I've ever, you know, this is the first time speaking to you, but you're a nice kid. Do you have what it takes to go inside a cage and put your hands on someone in that way? You know, like, I think Paz would be a force in the octagon.
You'd sell a lot of t-shirts, that's for sure, right off the bat.
Yeah, I could definitely do it. My mom would not like it.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. But my mom didn't even like when I wrestled, so she's just going to have to accept it, you know?
My mom wanted me to be a swimmer before I wrestled.
Yeah, well,
hey, look, it's done wonders for Phelps. Like, it's done wonders for people. I get it. He's on Wheaties boxes. He's doing his thing. But, dude, no, I mean, right now you're on this collision course for the next 4 years of just completely mauling guys, taking names, Olympics. We're all rooting for you. So, Jesus Christ. When he gets into the Olympics, I'll be 40-something. Oh, my God. But anyway, MMA is definitely in your wheelhouse. I know it because we've watched thoroughly your matches over the course of the year. And as nice as you come off and as humble, and I'm so happy to be here and this is great, you are an absolute animal. Monster. And I think that's the avenue. So Mrs. Paz, mom, if you're listening, just sign the permission slip, and let your boy flourish, because there's definitely a bright future ahead for Paz. So I'm excited.
And real quick, I want to give my boys a shout out. Joe Morgan, Joe DiMaria, they've been waiting to get they've been waiting all month for the podcast. They've been hitting me up every single day. So I gotta give a name drop to my boys that are big fans of yours. Also Colonia guys. So, you know, here we go, Joe and Joe. We got them on.
There it is. The Chop Sports podcast has become the podcast.
I wanted to say, too, we're going to get your buddy next week, I think, Sammy Alvarez.
Yeah.
He's going to come on. He's going to jump on the podcast. So hopefully we can make this a thing. We get the Rutgers wrestlers on board. I'm a big wrestling fan, so
I'm getting there. Unfortunately for me, bro, I'm a pro wrestling fan, which is obviously not the same stuff. But when I look at you, I see some Kurt Angle in you, bro. I see some Brock Lesnar in you, dude. Okay, somebody who came from the collegiate scene, won an Olympic gold medal, won nationals. He's got the build. He's got the moxie. You know what I mean? Like, he's there. It's right there.
Maybe you could go after Askren and Jake Paul.
There you go. He could beat up Jake Paul
for us too. Like, we got Ben Askren.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give Ben Askren. We'll start a GoFundMe like Darren Till said. If he slant double legs Jake Paul and
there
slams
it is.
Him,
there it know? Is. There it is. So I'm all right. So before we let you go, obviously these are questions that burn in a lot of the fans and the supporters and all that stuff. Do you have a favorite moment of this first season? Obviously, I mean, yes, there is an obvious one, you know, you becoming an All-American, of course, but is there one that just sticks out at you and says like, man, I'm so glad that this happened?
I mean, that match against Binghamton kid, the one that I actually became All-American when I hugged Coach Pritzloff, that was probably my favorite moment. Besides that one, I have to go with my match at Ohio State when I was like my first big win. That was the one that like
that
really
the Rocky
me, like,
Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first like big Big Ten win.
Where you were like, I made it. I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about that though. Like think about that. Like Colonia High School. I'm gonna go to Rutgers.
I'm gonna go wrestle at Ohio
State. I'm gonna go wrestle at Ohio State and take care of it. Yeah, like that's just in my head, that's just insanity.
I've gotten chills from talking about the podcast
right.
for like weeks, you know. Pause. But.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, he's been really excited.
I'm excited about it, man.
Oh, but that's awesome, dude. Awesome. All right, listen, we're not going to take up any more of your time. We want to thank you so, so very much for finally jumping on with us. I know you've had a very busy, busy season, and you know, we have to jump through a couple hoops to get you on here, but you are on here, and we want to thank you from Chop Sports on behalf of, obviously, Sturch and Gooch. Dude, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me,
keep
guys.
Keep killing it, brother.
Yeah,
keep
man. Best
it,
of luck. Best of luck next year. And like I said, you have an entire, like the Facebook group is like almost 2,000 people strong. And anytime that there's any post about Paz, people are jumping. People are jumping. So congratulations on all the recent success, bro. And we're rooting for you.
And anytime you want to come back, bro, you already know where we're at. Maybe we'll get you in studio one time. We'll, you know, we'll talk a little bit more.
That'd be great. Thanks
all right,
for
cool,
having
brother.
Me.
All right, man. Hey guys, this is Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and today I want to address something near and dear to my heart, and that's mental health awareness. More specifically, Joe Pizzamenti with Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. His consulting company can help you in so many ways, including an innovative way to lower your monthly bills. And guess what? If you lower my monthly bills, my mental health state is going through the roof. There's so much to learn about Joe and Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. Visit the website right now, www.attitudeofgratitudeconsulting.com. We want to thank John Paz for coming on with the Chop Sports Podcast, the Pazcast today. Dude, what a kid, man. What a story.
Unbelievable.
Like,
unbelievable. The nicest kid, and I can't picture him fucking somebody.
Oh, I can.
Cage,
I
but
can.
I will be there if he's ever in the MMA fight. I'm going to fucking be front and center.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Look, I don't like Bruce Buffer for personal reasons. You know he tried to sue me?
Yeah. You told me that story.
Oh, man. I didn't even say his line, and he's like, oh, fine, represent. Anyway, Buffer, but can you imagine where he's just like, he's doing his thing, and he's like, fighting out of Colonia, New Jersey, and you're going to be like, everybody,
I'll be like, another Colonia guy, and Dave's going to be like, fuck Colonia.
Fuck Colonia. But Paz, what an interview. What a kid. What a humble dude. I'm excited about his future. He's got 4 more years, which is nuts. So basically, by the time he's done wrestling, Dak Prescott's contract will also be running out. So we're going to have a lot to talk about in 4 years. So let's scout that now. I might as well start drafting up something. I still can't get over Anthony saying Michael Strahan.
Yeah, dude.
That one's going to burn. Google, man. Yeah, blaming Google. He's blaming Google, the multi-trillion dollar organization. Ruco. Yeah, Ryan Ruco.
Guys, we've been waiting for about 40 minutes now, maybe about 20 minutes to get to Ryan Ruco from Google.
Oh, for the love. So, yes,
they should fire Michael Kay and hire Ruco.
And fire Anthony Velardo. But anyway, sorry, Rosie. He's out. Anyway, thanks for coming on board. I appreciate you making your comeback as he makes his way into the volleyball world. I can't believe you play volleyball. Varsity. He's playing varsity volleyball. You're a man. That's not true, though. I mean, it is true that you're a man, but I shouldn't say anything about it. I couldn't play volleyball.
We're going to edit that.
No, we don't. We don't have to edit that. No, we don't have to edit that. But I'm just saying, I couldn't see myself playing volleyball in high school unless it was in gym class.
I mean, volleyball.
But I guess people are into volleyball.
What about tennis, volleyball, tennis? You don't like any of these sports?
No.
See, I'll go do all of them just leisurely.
I mean, dude, every time I said to you about softball, and like, remember when it was like on the brink? I was like, oh, we can always do tournaments. And you're like, dodgeball, bro.
I want to fucking, I want to drill some of you people in the face with a dodgeball.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Big fucking trouble. So I am elite at dodgeball. Elite. Hey, I mean, at least I was 25 years ago. We'll see if I still got it.
We'll see if you still got it. So obviously, guys, big week ahead. More podcasts are on the way. If you're listening to this on Sunday night, make sure to listen to Jimmy Palumbo's show. He sat down with Dominic Lombardozzi, so he's going to be on Monday night. And, of course, Tuesday night, we have an extensive relationship now with Joe Matarese. I mean, these guys are practically best friends. I'm waiting for the whole...
No. We're not.
I'm waiting. Oh, let's be friends.
We're not friends yet. We're vetting each other.
You know what? I'm waiting for the conversation, the text, to say, Dave, this has been real. But I'm done. And me and Joe Matarese are going to go frolicking into the sunset and do your 19 podcasts that you do.
Yeah.
But definitely check these guys out because they're really funny.
It's like, it's not so much geared towards sports, but we obviously, anything
neither
I do
is
sports.
Jimmy Palumbo.
Sports undertone.
Yeah.
It's all, don't get me wrong, anything I'm doing is sports. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's we fun. Talk about some personal issues.
From
and some
pretender
funny things
to contender on Tuesday nights. Joe, check those guys out. I want to be a guest.
Wait. So pretender to contender is just Joe.
Oh, right? It's just Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were actually a guest.
Yeah, I was just a guest on this week's show. And then we also have a show. We're deciding on the day. I think we're going to put it out on audio on Fridays, but there's other ways that we're going to offer it video-wise, and we're just deciding on how we're going to put it out, but it's going to be called Let's Be Friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're not best friends yet. But we're vetting each other. We're going to be trying to take live calls.
I can't get this guy on the phone anymore.
And get some interaction from the fans.
Hold on,
and,
it's Joe Matarese. Hold on.
Try and build the network. He's not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
Hey, Joe, I'll call you in about 10 minutes.
Right. As soon as I'm done with this clown, I'm going to call you. But on Wednesdays, you're also going to check out... well, I drew a blank because Evan has left us. No, it's no big deal. Listen, Evan Daniel of Painting the Black podcast, there's a lot going on. He's moving. He's going to Florida. So there's a big transition.
He took a new position at a job.
Yeah, man. So congratulations for that,
hold
bro.
And potentially maybe come back at a point.
But on the plus side, we will be talking to another guy who, all you Mets fans out there, if you're listening to this right now and you want a Mets podcast, there might be something for you. So a Mets podcast, possibly bringing on Ibby back onto the network officially, signing that deal. And then Thursdays, you obviously have Chop Heads MMA that gets released. You also have Hoops. We'll talk with Rube, I guess. Yeah. Another one.
The Chop Heads MMA is a vibe. You got to watch. You got to listen. We're going to be getting videos.
Yeah, they start
soon,
talking like as the music's playing. It's weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
You guys are like, hey, what up? And like the music's still playing in the background.
That's just like,
I was like, did they start? I don't know if they started or not.
That's just like a little thing that we're doing to make it
cool.
A little,
I love
you
it.
Know.
I love it. It makes
add a little production value.
And then
get
the
a little behind the scenes action.
And then the Chop Social, obviously on Fridays, where Ben Wexler and guys like Ibby and have come on and come into the studio and done their thing. And it's been fun.
Ben Wexler, I'm promising you this now. Ben, we're going to have a timer on. When Ben gets a topic, and we're going to have to utilize the mute button because that's
literally a mute button and like a buzzer.
Ben's got a wealth of knowledge.
He's
got a wealth of words to use. He doesn't shut the fuck up when
and
it comes to sports, but that's what we want.
Any time of the night. Any time of the night. So follow us on all of our social medias. Be sure to check back and definitely make your reservations now for the draft party. It's going to be fun. We got a lot of excitement. Go check out the raffle that we're doing for Mother's Day. There's a lot going on, but of course, we can handle this because that's what we do. First Dirch, that's Gooch. We'll see you next week.
Hey. The podcast.